Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway at Talk Radio 930 WTAD, brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi and Harvest Ridge Coffee. Didn't have any creamer this morning, so I forgave my Harvest Ridge. I did forego, I guess, is the word I'm looking for. And instead, I'm having the most bizarre concept, but it's very good. I suggest you try this. I've got Rocket Star Peach with Diet Mountain Dew, and it's delightful. So Rockstar Peach and Diet Mountain Dew. We'll call it the Mary Griffith, and we'll see how sales go. We're going to talk today about veterans. Of course, Richard Elson-Peter is here. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Mary.
We're going to talk a little bit about a fair that's coming up, but we'll save that for later. Because we also have in studio today Jessica Humpke, who is the coordinator for Toys for Tots of West Central Illinois. And this is a great cause. A lot of veterans are involved in this cause. So, Jessica, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get started and launch into Toys for Tots. Why are you so involved in Toys for Tots, please?
Well, I started volunteering with Toys for Tots, I guess it would be about like 8 or 9 years ago now when Steve Lindsay was still the coordinator. I had gone to a Quarter Madness that was to benefit Toys for Tots, and I heard him speak. And to me, he was like the epitome of Santa in real life. Like, he looked the part, he sounded the part, he did the part. So my husband and I started volunteering. Christmas was always really big in my household when I was a kid. I don't remember a lot of gifts. I just remember the feeling. And it was like Toys for Tots was that opportunity to do that on a large scale, providing all these gifts for kids. Versus my husband, on the other hand, you know, he was low income growing up. So he knew the other side, what it felt like. So it was really big for him, too. So when Steve let us know he was getting ready to step down from the coordinator role, it would have been 2.5 years ago now. I was just really excited to step into the role for him and see what we could do to continue to grow the cause.
I love that you said that in your home, Christmas was a huge big deal, but it wasn't about gifts. It was about that family feeling of togetherness. But you also knew Santa Claus was coming. Whereas your husband's family, Santa was coming, but it may not have been as big as at your house.
Right.
And every child deserves to know that Santa is coming.
Absolutely. And for us too, it's not even just about the kids. It's about the parents, because the weight of a parent, you know, we've got two young kids now ourselves, and knowing that you don't know how you're going to do that for your kids, you know, that's a really heavy burden to carry around. And so the fact that we can not only bring the smiles to the kids, but giving those parents some of that little hope back that, hey, we're going to help you do this. It's a really good feeling.
You know, I share this story, and I won't say names, but years ago, well, it's been almost 30 years ago, really, co-worker of mine and her husband, and we were out with their kids riding around looking at Christmas lights. And the kids were saying, I hope I get this for Christmas. I hope I get that for Christmas. And the mom, this friend of mine, said, well, now, you know, that may not happen. Santa Claus may not be able to bring a gift that big or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the little boy goes, but it's okay, Mommy, because Santa's going to bring it. You don't have to buy it. Santa's going to bring it. And she turned her head, you know, towards the window. And I could tell she was just about on the verge of tears, because, again, Christmas morning's probably going to be okay, even if you don't get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, as Eddie Murphy would say. But something's going to come. But for those parents, like you said, that trauma of just wanting to put some presents under the tree, hopefully the gift. Right. But if you can't get the rocket bike or whatever it is, just having a gift or some gifts to put under the tree for the family. That's what Toys for Tots is all about. So, yes, absolutely. While you're giving to children, you're really giving to the whole family and taking the stress off that family, because so many divorces, I think, start around the holiday time. The stress is just unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And unimaginable. So Toys for Tots takes some of that burden off. How does Toys for Tots work? I mean, the Marine Corps has been doing this for years. Obviously, Jessica Humpke, you're not a Marine, right?
I am not a Marine. We talk about this every year. Anywhere where there is a Marine Corps base, it's going to be run by Marines. But in cases, communities like ours where there's not, local coordinators can step up. A lot of times it's veterans. I myself am not a veteran. Steve Lindsay was. But I go every year to training with the Marine Corps alongside those Marines that are running their Toys for Tots and get all of the training and direction from the Lieutenant General on how to run the program.
It's fantastic. And so again, you know, you are not a Marine, but you are an American who wants the best for every child. And if the Marine Corps is going to serve every child, they have to have civilian volunteers.
Absolutely.
So we're very, very excited about that. What is your scope? When you're here talking about Toys for Tots,
mm-hmm.
How many, like, does Hannibal have its own? Does Quincy mm-hmm. have its own? Does Keokuk have its own? So you're representing what today? Quincy Toys for Tots?
Way larger than that.
Okay.
So we serve 6 counties here in West Central Illinois.
Wow.
Adams, Brown, Hancock, Pike, McDonough, and Schuyler County. So all of those. Our warehouse is here in Quincy, but we are definitely here for all of the families in all 6 of those counties.
And there's a Toys for Tots component over in Missouri?
There is one in Missouri. They also serve like around 8 counties
mm-hmm.
over there. They're based out of Hannibal.
Right.
So yes, those who are across the river are able to sign up through them, and then everyone in these 6 counties here. I know that there's like one in Jacksonville. There's one up in Keokuk.
Okay. So around where you are, when you see a local Toys for Tot bin and you put toys in that, that's going to your local
yep.
children in your area. So
yes.
That's the most important thing to know. I always say that, you know, because you want to make sure that you're giving toys to local
yes.
to local children. So we have to start collecting toys.
We do.
Now, I know
yes, we do.
Our good friend Daniel Harrison Henning was on this morning from mm-hmm. Harrison Monuments. They've been a Toys for Tot collection point for years and give away
absolutely.
A gift certificate to a local grocery store to encourage people to give at Toys for Tots. So let's talk about how it works. You'll see a bin.
Yes. So bins, they're going out starting over the next 2 weeks. We kind of delayed putting ours out just a short bit because of everything that's going on with the hurricanes in North Carolina. And actually a member of our leadership team was the one in the news that was stuck in the mountains post-vacation. And so her family is actually leading those efforts to take semis of donations down to North Carolina. So we've delayed placing our bins just a little bit to allow the community to focus on that great need there. But within the next couple of weeks, you will start seeing our donation bins in stores throughout all of those 6 counties where you can place your donation. We'll have toy drives where we'll be out personally at some of those stores. And yeah, we have a lot of toys to collect in the next very short amount of time.
Yeah, I know we're running a public service announcement for Toys for Tots for Keokuk, and they're having a whole bunch of events, and one of the ways you can get in as admission is to bring an unwrapped. And these toys need to be unwrapped.
Yes, we distribute new unwrapped toys.
Okay, new unwrapped toys. How many families, and we can only talk about West Central Illinois, because that's all Jessica Humke probably has data for, but you know, they're going to do this in Northeast Missouri, Southeast Iowa, everywhere that you're listening to WTAD, there is a Toys for Tot
mm-hmm.
Way to do it. How many kids just in West Central Illinois, how many families, how many children, whatever statistics you have, please?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I can tell you, we have been growing a lot the last few couple years. Last year, it was around 894 families at Christmas time total. It was 5,336 kids, but that does include our year-round Force for Good as well. But Christmas time alone, it was around 890. What I was mentioning to Richard earlier is, so at this time last year, we had about 100 applications in, which grew to that 896 by December 16th. This year, as of last count, we were at 341 already. So with everything going on with inflation, gas prices, everything, we're just seeing the need really rise this year.
So how do you, okay, so we can go and put a toy in any bin we see,
mm-hmm.
Or we can make a check, you mm-hmm. know. And the thing of it is, everybody likes to buy toys for the littlest ones. It's really hard sometimes to get toys for the teenagers. But remember, if Santa is real, he has to bring a toy to the 16-year-old boy and 15-year-old girl and the 5-year-old boy and the 3-year-old girl.
Yep.
So Santa is real, folks. So we can't forget that Santa's elves have to make things for teenagers. Now, teenagers may prefer a gift card. Teenagers may want grooming items. So don't leave out the teenagers. And a lot of people make a cash donation just because they're like, I wouldn't have a clue what a 13-year-old would want. Although, a real way around that, my brother always goes shopping every year for a family, and he just finds a family that he knows that has kids those ages and takes them to the grocery store and said, if you could have anything in here you want, what would you buy? They don't get it. But my brother buys it and gives it to these other kids, you know, because he doesn't, we've never had kids. We don't know what kids, I don't know what a 7-year-old kid wants for Christmas. I don't have any clue.
Right.
But I tell you, who knows what a 7-year-old wants for Christmas? A 7-year-old.
Exactly.
So if you've got one of those, you can kind of find out what your own kids want for Christmas. But you can also take it off the shelf and put it in a Toys for Tot bin and teach your kid a little bit about the elves can't make all the toys, so we have to help sometimes.
Yeah. And the way, you know, at, in my household, my kids get a few gifts from mom and from Santa. So my kids are very heavily, they're 7 and 9. They are very heavily involved in Toys for Tots. And with them and with any of the groups we have on, we usually just explain to them that we're helping the parents, that, you know, Santa's coming, but we need to help, you know, some of the parents. And so that's kind of our Santa-friendly talk that we like to give, and it seems to resonate and understand. And yes, it's awesome to see kids helping kids and getting them involved and, you know, teaching them about kindness and empathy for others. So
yeah,
it's a great way to do
it. It's never too early to start learning those. Obviously, Toys for Tots with the Marine Corps as the basic overarching national sponsor, with local civilians like Jessica Humke helping out here with her husband. How do you help local veterans? Are veterans, you're encouraging veterans' families and probably even some active duty people to sign up for Toys for Tots if their grandkids or whatever need some help, or if their own family needs some help.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when it comes to Christmas, we definitely encourage veterans. You know, we've been talking with, like, the new Adams County Veterans Assistance Commission. You know, we want to make sure those applications get out there. We're working on some veteran-specific programs as far as, you know, working on if we get enough veterans who need assistance, that we are looking at creating like a specific veterans distribution day where we would only have our veteran volunteers working that day, so the veterans could come in, veterans helping veterans, to get their toys kind of separate from our public distribution. We're in the works next year to do like a veterans family fun day. That'll be a free event for veterans. And then another thing that's new, so this will be kind of a good public announcement. So in years past, Toys for Tots has always partnered with the Salvation Army to get food boxes for their families. But some of the volunteers started talking about doing something a little different this year. And it was right around the time that the Adams County Veterans Assistance Commission came to be. And we were reading an article about it, and I saw about food insecurities with veterans. And so I reached out to Jesus Delgado, and I was like, hey, this is going to sound really naive, but what do you mean there's still so many veterans in our community that have food insecurities? And we kind of had a conversation, and I talked with some of our other Toys for Tots leadership team. And as of this year, brand new, there will be a new organization called Served with Love. It will be, its main goal is to provide food boxes not only to those Toys for Tots families, but any veteran, whether they have a family or not, will be eligible to sign up for one of these holiday food boxes. You'll see still in Toys for Tots land, food drives. We're partnering with Hy-Vee. We've got some members of Cole Wholesale on board. So we're really excited to be able to offer that to veterans this year, looking forward into expanding as years to come into more frequent food boxes for veterans, like moving to quarterly emergency food boxes, things like that.
Wow. Well, it's Toys for Tots, and they do good all year round, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that in detail. My guest today is Jessica Humke, the coordinator of Toys for Tots of West Central Illinois, serving 6 counties. There is a Toys for Tots organizations also in Hannibal in northeast Missouri and Keokuk in southeast Iowa. So whenever you see a Toys for Tots bin, you can put your donation in that bin, and it will help a local child. It is 9:35. We've got to step aside and head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative to see what's happening there. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Delightful conversation today with Jessica Humke, coordinator of Toys for Tots for West Central Illinois. They're also going to start giving out food to food insecure veterans. So this whole Toys for Tots mission is to help families, and families need help year-round. And I want to just, before we turn to Richard Elsenpeter and talk about the big event that's coming up this Thursday, the Veterans Resource Fair, I want to close this out, Jessica, because the bins aren't up yet. You'll be seeing your Toys for Tots bins. They're going to be coming up in late October, early November. Drop the unwrapped new toys in. But what do you do year-round? I mean, obviously you're collecting toys year-round. Do you also help families year-round, or is it just at Christmas?
Nope. We are expanding our year-round services. The Lieutenant General's kind of motto is children's needs aren't seasonal, so neither are we any longer. So we do birthday gifts for foster kids in partnership with Connect. Foster families can sign up each month, the month prior to their foster child's birthday, and we'll provide birthday gifts for them. We do a big May Foster Family Fun event that's free to foster families, where the foster kids get something. There's tons of activities, food. We have a Bags of Hope program. The link's available on our website. So anytime there is any type of need, whether it's, you know, loss due to fire, flood, death of an immediate family member, maybe a recent, catastrophic medical diagnosis, children being pulled from the home for whatever reason, a friend, a neighbor, the family themselves can go online and fill out that short little information sheet, and we will provide a book bag full of toys, blanket, books for the kids in that. We've also given that information to the Veterans Assistance Commission. So anytime veterans are seeking new assistance, if they have kids, they're eligible for that as well. Like I said, we're expanding to the Veterans Family Fun Day as well. And we'll just continue, you know, as our resources that are donated by the community, because we are 100% locally funded, not just the toys, but any money stays local as well. As those resources continue to grow, we'll be able to continue to grow our year-round services, always making sure that main focus, though, is Christmas, so that we never have to turn a child away.
Well, it's just fantastic when you think that 900 families and over 5,300 children were helped last year by Toys for Tots. And, you know, again, Santa Claus needs to come to every house, and he certainly tries. But, you know, Santa needs his little helpers, too. So if you want to be an elf, look for those Toys for Tots bins up and put the toys in. Go shopping with your own kids and have them pick out what their age group loves. And if they want to make a cash donation, how can we do that, Jessica?
Cash donations, anytime you see us out at our toy drives, you can also mail them at any time to 436 South 6th, Suite 200 in Quincy. That is our mailbox that'll get to us. Or visit our website, westcentral-il.toysfortots.org, and you can donate online as well.
Okay. So through the mail or on the website, make sure you get the right Toys for Tots for your area. Quincy, Illinois, I was laughing. The symphony came on, and people from Quincy, Massachusetts think that the Quincy, Illinois symphony lineup is great this year, and they keep trying to buy tickets.
Oh,
so
gosh.
Be careful. Don't send your money to Quincy, Mass. Toys for Tots. We love those kids out there, but let them take care of themselves. You want to be Quincy, Illinois, and West Central Illinois Toys for Tots. Well, if you hear anything else or think of anything I wasn't smart enough to ask, you jump in. But we're going to turn our attention now to Richard Elsenpeter. Richard, let's talk a little bit about this event that is coming up. Tri-State's Veterans Support, and together with Tri-State Veterans, is going to have a resource fair, a Veterans Resource Fair, Thursday from 1 to 4:30 at the Croc Center. The opening ceremony at 1 to 1:30, everybody kind of gets assembled. You have a little military flair there with the opening ceremony. And then basically from 1:30 on, it's just a resource fair. And we've talked repeatedly, veterans respond best to other veterans. So tell us what's going to happen Thursday at the Croc Center, please.
Well, Mayor, I think you covered it.
Okay.
No, it's a great opportunity because it says, what we found is they're working with veterans and different veterans organizations. When a veteran is in the military and they have an issue, they know where to go. They go to the order room, they can talk to the first sergeant, they can talk to the platoon sergeant, and they can tell them where to go. You know, I said, hey, sergeant, I got a problem with this. Okay, well, go to building 5522, go to room 13, talk to Sergeant Smith, he'll take care of you. And you do. You go to Building 2552, you go to Room 13, you talk to Sergeant Smith, and he does take care of it. But when you get out and come back home, you no longer have an orderly room. You don't have a first sergeant. You don't have a platoon leader that's, you know, going to guide you and direct you. You're not surrounded by your platoon, your squad, your buddies, your pals, you know, anymore. So you don't have that support structure. So when a veteran is running across problems, he runs across issues with housing insecurities or food insecurities or job issues or, you know, and, you know, car problems or health problems, you know, a lot of times they have no idea where to go. So when they do hear someplace, they go there, they explain their problems. I need, you know, I need help with this, 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 and this. And the person behind the desk will say, okay, well, we can help you with this and this, but we can't help you with the rest of it. Well, where do I go? Well, you can try here, you can try there. You know, so, you know, well, where are they at? You know, so what we wanted to do is be able to create the Together with Tri-State Veteran Support to be able to bring all of these organizations together, to work together, to kind of collaborate with each other. So if a veteran does come into the office, it does say, I need help with this, 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 and this, and you can say, I can help with this and this, and they ask you that question about where else, you said, oh, I know exactly where you can go. You need to go to this organization. You need to talk to this person. And matter of fact, let me call them and let them know that you'll be on your way and kind of give them a brief. So you work with and collaborate with these different groups. You start putting your names and faces together. You put names in your Rolodex, and that creates that network of veterans organizations that can help veterans. And this is kind of after we did that. I said, well, why don't we go ahead and have a veterans resource fair that we can bring all of these resources together in one place so a veteran can go, we can advertise it, they can come to one location, talk to all of the different organizations all at the same time, get some ideas, pick up some brochures, because sometimes a veteran doesn't know he can get a service here or get services there until he's told, you know, until he sees it, until he talks to somebody and says, oh, heck, I had no idea that this was available to me. So this is a great place for veterans to go. They can meet. We have about 35 different organizations that plan on being there that day. So you have a great, you can come in, talk to a different people. You can go ahead and, you know, see why you should, you know, we're going to have the American Legion there. We're going to have the Marine Corps League there. We're going to have the VFW, you know, people there. So you can talk to them and say, okay, why should I join you? What are you doing? Why should I be a part of this? You can talk to Douglas Community Center. You can talk to the United Way. You can talk to the multiple VA people that are going to be there from Iowa City to our VA clinic here to, you know, all of these different great organizations. We're going to have the Adams County VAC is going to be there. The VSO is going to from the Veterans Home is going to be there. We're going to have a table for the Illinois Joining Forces that are going to be coming down. We have some medical staff from Blessing Hospital, QMG, that are going to come. So it's just a great place for veterans to come, catch all of the different resources, pick up information, pick up brochures, and see exactly what's there in the community that they can go to and seek assistance if they need it.
Well, I like this idea because, for example, there may be a special food service. I mean, we all know Horizons and the Salvation Army and St. John's Lutheran Church give out, you know, have a food pantry. But there may be a special day for veterans, or there may be a special thing like what Toys for Tots is doing, starting to have a food distribution for food insecure veterans. You find out about these things, and they're more specialized to you, and you feel more camaraderie going there rather than being in the entire mix. There are so many housing programs for veterans. There are so many employment programs for veterans. But you're right. Going all over town when you're already stressed out is just one more stressor you don't need. So This Thursday, 1 to 4:30, get yourself to the Kroc Center sometime during that hour. You don't have to be there the whole time, but you're going to find out about all these services that are available and that they're there for you to use. So why not avail yourself of them? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about veteran support, and especially some of these services definitely support suicide prevention. We're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Richard Elson Peter is here today. We're talking about the big Veterans Resource Fair. Over 35 organizations under one roof at the Kroc Center Thursday from 1 to 4:30. Stop by any time and there'll be somebody there to help you. They will have an opening ceremony. So if you like the military protocol of an opening ceremony, definitely get there at 1 o'clock. It is free of any charge. It is absolutely open to everyone in the public. It, of course, serves veterans. But we do know that sometimes it's a neighbor or a parent or somebody, a church member, who says, I'm really struggling to try to bring this person into the fold. Maybe then an outreach can go to where a veteran contacts a veteran. We've talked about how important that is. Richard, you were talking about collaboration. You're thinking about having a race car next year and all kinds of stuff that you're looking at. The collaboration of veterans helping veterans and civilians like Jessica Humke and her husband, who are not veterans but who love veterans. We all love veterans, but sometimes we're like, well, what can I do to help? You have that conduit.
We do. And he says, and what I tend to find is just that. We don't want to duplicate services. We are not here to take anything away from anybody else. We're here to help supplement and work with other organizations. So sometimes people say, well, you know, you're competing with. I said, no, we're not. You know, we're here to help and supplement and work together. Just like the Army isn't going to take over the Marines. The Marines aren't going to take over the Army or the Navy type. You win wars by collaborating with each other, you know. So what we always look at is, how do we help each other? How do we collaborate with each other? How do we lock arms and work together to make things even bigger, better, and more, you know, powerful, you know, impact on the community? So.
Well, you talk a lot about mission, and Jessica, you can hop back in here. I mean, Jessica was a civilian and became a volunteer for Toys for Tots. You talk about mission. There are an awful lot of veterans who probably would be involved in some kind of volunteer work like Toys for Tots, or be involved in some kind of volunteer work like handing out food at a special food bank for veterans. In other words, they would be enticed to be volunteers. Maybe they want to work. Maybe they're a mechanic and they can help work on this this stock car you're going to have, or whatever you call it, this race car you're going to have. Now I'm not a gearhead, so now don't make fun of me. But there are awful lot of opportunities for veterans because, again, once the mission is over and you're back home in civilian life, you still like the mission. You just have to change the mission.
Well, what I tend to find from personal experience of myself in the military, if I didn't have a job, if I didn't have a mission, if I didn't have something to do, veterans get bored, or soldiers get bored. And what happens when we get bored? We get in trouble. You know, we do stupid stuff. So we get in trouble. So I always find veterans need to have a mission. They need to have a job. So when you get out of the military, you have to find that again. You know, you either find it or find, something that you're passionate about. So that's what we always talk about. Veterans really need to reconnect with other veterans, join the American Legion, join the VFWs, join us, you know, a group that has like-minded thoughts, you know, because otherwise you get bored, you can fall into depression, you can get, you know, have anxieties. So if you have a job, you have a mission, you have something to do, you have a goal or something to accomplish. And that's what we look for, is to join groups. And the trouble I have with the American Legion, the VFWs, is people don't volunteer like they used to. It used to be 100 years ago, everybody was a member of the Elks or the Moose or the, you know, VFWs or things like this. They don't volunteer as much anymore. So you really have to go out into the community and explain to them why it's important for them to join your group.
Well, because they need younger members.
They do need younger members.
I mean, my dad was the World War II generation, but he's gone. And if he wasn't gone, he'd be 99 years old. I mean, you know, so I mean, again, but we have, unfortunately, the one thing we never run out of is veterans, because we keep getting into new wars. So we have to find a way to get the younger veterans with the zeal, and it's different. We understand, we've talked about it, it's a lot different coming home with a bunch of medals on your chest from World War II than it was from Vietnam, and then it may be from some of the wars we're fighting now. So you cannot let that deter you from finding your people. And you're going to find your people, and if you can volunteer and have a new mission,
That's but you have better. To give them a reason to join your group. You know, people don't want to waste their time and join something that is not going anywhere, not doing anything. You know, so you have to go ahead and explain to them why it's important. You have to have your group has to have a strong enough mission that's important enough to join.
Okay. So, folks, the Veteran Resource Fair may be the place you find a way to volunteer, may be the place you find help that you need. And one thing, you might need help somewhere, but you can also volunteer and provide help otherwhere. And if you want to look for the Toys for Tots bins, because we're going to need 6,000-plus toys.
Well, last year we distributed over 27,000, so we're going to need more like 35,000,
40,000
toys.
Okay, 40,000 toys.
Small feet.
Ah, baby Jesus got three gifts. Well, I guess the drummer boy played him something and somebody gave him a lamb. But basically, frankincense, gold, and myrrh. So if Kathy Lee Gifford used to say, my kid, if three gifts were good enough for baby Jesus, that's what my kid. But she also probably bought him a lot more expensive gifts sometimes. But anyway, folks, you can help Toys for Tots. We encourage you to do so. Look for the bins in your local community. Thank you, Jessica Humpke. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Mary. You.